in his dream, Morris deemed that his jewel was, in reality, what the Atma was only in name, a precious, immortal soul. And that on the safekeeping of this jewel depended not only his welfare and happiness here, but through the endless ages of eternity. The boy experienced a weight of responsibility and anxiety such as, when awake, he had never known. For it seemed in his dream as though all the world conspired to rob him of his priceless treasure. A light, imaginary creature was beside him, in which fancy traced a resemblance to Albina, but the figure was more ethereal, more gaily and gorgeously attired, and a wing of the shape of the butterflies, glittering with many tints, fluttered from either shoulder. In winning phrase, with flattering word and captivating smile, the fair creature besought Morris for his jewel, and scarcely could he resist the lure of that pleading voice and glance.